Have you ever wondered why exactly it is that things usually sound better at home than they do on stage, in auditions, or even in lessons? It's easy to chalk it up to nerves or assume that you just have to practice more or get more performance experience. And sure, those things certainly are part of the puzzle, but a lot of times that's not really the true root cause. If you've been confused by the inconsistency of your performances, I put together a free 4-minute quiz called the Mental Skills Audit, which will help you pinpoint your mental strengths and weaknesses and figure out what exactly to adjust and tweak in your preparation for more consistently optimal performances. You can take the Mental Skills Audit online at bulletproofmusician.com/MSA. That's MSA for Mental Skills Audit. And again, it's 100% free, and it'll take just 4 minutes to get your results emailed to you as a PDF. This is Noah Kageyama, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Musician Podcast. Every Sunday morning, we'll take a look at a new research-based tip or technique to help you practice more effectively or perform better under pressure. And on the first Sunday of every month, I'll have a guest from the music, sport, or research world who will share their insights on how we can all be a little more awesome in the practice room and on stage. For most of my musical life, my go-to memorization strategy was to play things over and over and hope for the best on stage. I mean, maybe it was slightly more involved than that, but it's definitely not the most thoughtful or sophisticated memorization strategy ever. Plus, because I wasn't very fond of practicing, never mind playing things over and over, I tended to do as little of this as possible. So thinking back, it's kind of surprising that I didn't have as many memory slips as I probably should have. I mean, sure, I did have a few pretty mortifying memory failures along the way, and plenty of near memory slips, which can be almost as terrifying, but it wasn't generally a recurring issue. However, as averse as I was to physical practice, I did do quite a bit of mental practice. Whether I was driving to lessons, walking around campus, or just sitting around at the doctor's office, I was often going through the different pieces I was working on in my head. Research suggests that the combination of physical and mental practice is more effective than either one by itself. So could it be that this blended approach to practice applies not just to our ability to play the notes on the page, but our ability to remember these notes as well? A team of European researchers recruited 26 classical guitarists from 2 music universities in Italy and Denmark who were either pursuing their bachelor's or master's degree in performance. The guitarists were divided into 2 groups, a physical practice group and a mental practice group, and tasked with learning a new piece that none of them were familiar with. On day 1, the guitarists came to the lab to practice for 30 minutes. The physical practice group practiced normally for 30 minutes, while the mental practice group did 20 minutes of mental practice first, and then were allowed to practice for 10 minutes with their instrument. And what did their mental practice look like? It probably varied a little bit from guitarist to guitarist, but their instructions were to, quote, focus on the pitch, finger movements, rhythm, or any other mental technique they liked, but without physically playing the instrument or writing the piece. When their 30 minutes were up, they were tested in 2 ways. First, they did 2 recorded run-throughs to see how many notes they could remember, and then they were given some blank staff paper and asked to write out as much of the music as they could remember. The participants repeated this 30-minute practice session at home for the next few days, with the physical practice group doing normal practice for 30 minutes, and the mental practice group continuing their 20-minute, 10-minute split of mental and physical practice. And then, on day 7, the guitarists returned to the lab for 1 last 30-minute practice session, after which they once again did 2 recorded run-throughs of the piece and wrote out as much as they could remember on blank staff paper. Of course, it's one thing to be able to play a piece right after you've had a chance to practice it for 30 minutes with the music right in front of you, and a whole other challenge to play it out of the blue without having touched it for 10 days. So, to see how much learning really took place among each group of guitarists, they were all asked to return to the lab 10 days after their last day of practice, where they once again recorded 2 run-throughs of the piece and wrote as much of the piece down on staff paper as they could remember. And was there any difference in memory performance between the 2 groups? Well, to find out, the researchers measured memory performance in two different ways. They started off by listening to the recordings and tallying up all of the correctly played notes. Then they tallied up all of the correctly recalled notes on the stat paper and averaged the two tallies together to come up with a blended measure of memory performance. At the end of practice on day one, there wasn't actually that much of a difference between the two groups. The physical practice group recalled about 39 notes, while the mental practice group recalled about 45 notes. And yes, those numbers are different, but it wasn't a statistically significant difference. However, by day 7, the learning gap began to diverge a bit. The physical practice group averaged about 92 notes, while the mental practice group averaged about 115 notes. Of course, this difference wasn't quite statistically significant either, but it was close. P equals 0.10, if you're wondering. So the next question was, what would happen if participants took a 10-day practice break from this piece? Would either group do a better job of recall than the other? As you can imagine, 10 days of not practicing the piece did lead to some forgetting. But this time, there was a pretty significant difference between the two groups. The mental practice group managed to still recall an average of about 100 notes, but the physical practice group could only recall about 56 notes. And yes, this time the difference was statistically significant. So what can we take away from all of this? I think the big takeaway is that there is not just a physical or motor memory component to memorization, but a cognitive or conceptual component as well. And that including both elements in one's memorization process could lead to much more durable, long-lasting, and reliable memory than either one alone. So if you've struggled with memory in the past, and your approach to memorization has prioritized the physical part of memory over the mental, I hope you'll find this study to be really encouraging, and perhaps inspire you to include a little more mental practice into your routine.
You can find links to this week's study and other resources at bulletproofmusician.com/blog. And if you found the episode helpful, please share it with a friend or practice buddy who you think might also enjoy experimenting with this during the coming week.